I'm going to begin your training of being a professional inviter with communication. The first step in being a good communicator is recognizing those qualities or attributes that good communicators possess. See, when someone doesn't observe the individual attributes or qualities of a good communicator as separate traits, it's easy to conclude that it's something they're born with instead of something that is developable. When you've been in contact with a great communicator, there were some things that you felt from them. By the way, this is different than feeling someone was slick, polished, or dynamic. A good communicator causes you to feel things like unique, special, valuable, listened to. I'm now going to give you the traits that will cause your prospect to feel those things from you. Number one, be interested in the prospect. The first and foremost quality that is obvious when you've been in contact with a good communicator is that they were genuinely interested in you. It wasn't that they were slick or that they shellacked you with fake attention. They really were interested in you. You saw it in them. Their eyes told you so. They really listened to what you said, and they let you know they heard it. They perhaps asked questions to clarify what you said, but not always. Let me try to give you some examples of being interested in your prospect. You're talking to someone and they say, "I did XYZ." If you're interested in this person, you will say, "Oh, how long have you done XYZ? Oh, wow, what made you want to start XYZ? So where do you want to take XYZ? Well, I know someone who might be able to help you take XYZ there." In contrast, here's what someone does if they're trying to be interesting. Notice the difference between interested and interesting. They're very different. A person says, "I did XYZ." A person trying to be interesting says, "Oh yeah? I remember doing XYZ. Yeah, I had lots of fun doing XYZ. It's been several years since I did XYZ, but in my heyday I used to do XYZ quite a bit. In fact, I was doing XYZ when I met my wife." So a person trying to be interesting will take every subject and try to put the spotlight on him or herself. So the first and most important quality of you being a great communicator is that you are interested in your prospect. If you really have this one quality down solidly, the rest of the 10 qualities seem like they're just an extension of this one. Number two, do not be distracted by anything. The second quality that you've probably noticed about a great communicator you've been around is that they weren't distracted by anything. There could have been a fire in the room, and this great communicator wasn't distracted by it. Unless you mentioned it to the great communicator, they didn't seem to notice. Nothing is as annoying to someone as when someone they're talking to is distracted by something going on in the environment, whether it's a TV that distracts them or a person walking by or a person on the phone clicking over on call waiting to see who is calling them. Anything other than 100% interest in your prospect is not acceptable. So number two is don't be distracted by anything in the environment. Number three, have a sincere, friendly facial expression. This third quality means to maintain comfortable eye contact with a sincere, friendly facial expression. This doesn't mean you bore holes through your prospect. Sometimes people will read or hear about the importance of eye contact, and they will take this to an extreme that makes the prospect feel intimidated. Just be comfortable with the prospect and maintain comfortable eye contact with sincere, friendly facial expression.